Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined by a co-worker, a TV star, and one of my favorite football players of all time.
TV star. The guy's a thespian.
And a thespian.
The guy does it all. He's a multifaceted dude.
And more importantly than anything, to me, and you broke the story about Stevie Cohen.
There you go.
Which is one of the great stories.
But let me say this, too. Also, you know, and Saquon's got a ways to go. The greatest running back in the history of the Giants.
Thank you. Let's appreciate that, Joe.
Let's tell it like it is.
You like that intro better than the rest of them.
I do. I certainly do.
Let's tell it like it is.
Saquon's coming, though. I mean, let's face it. He already broke. What did he break? He broke yards from scrimmage this year.
Okay, when he puts up the kind of numbers on consecutive seasons that you have, we'll talk.
Yeah, but Joe, don't forget, it took me like six years to be
able
to do that.
No, I understand. It took you a while.
He won rookie of the year.
But you know what? No, you got there. But let's be honest, those last, let's say, 5 years.
Yeah. No, you're
those
right.
Those were Hall of Fame caliber years.
They were. I appreciate
there's
that.
There's no doubt about it.
And by the way,
your brother should be in the Hall of Fame. Let me say this, too.
He will. They got to appreciate.
Before John Lynch, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but John Lynch is entrenched on that ballot. Like, he's been a finalist for three years now.
He's going to get
And now we're looking at John Lynch as this great architect of a football team.
And that's going to contribute. That's going to help.
Absolutely, no, it will.
Should be in.
Because it keeps him top of mind.
Rondé
will get in.
He will get in. But I'm just throwing
eventually, people who know football will start. At least can dig deeply into football.
I don't know how deep you got to dig to know how good this guy was.
He impacted the game in different ways. Like the nickel corner is one of the most important positions in the field now.
And if I'm not mistaken, isn't he the only corner with 30 sacks and 30 interceptions?
20 sacks.
20.
And 40 interceptions.
Okay, that's what it is.
Because he had 28 sacks and 47 interceptions.
Now, there you go.
The rub is that 50 interceptions is really the threshold, you know, like in baseball, you got to hit a certain number, whatever it is. In football, for corners or secondary folks, it's like 50 interceptions. He was just short, but he had 12 non-offensive touchdowns.
And he also played on one of the great defenses of all time.
But that also might hurt him, though, Joe.
Well, because
think about it. It's Brooks. Sapp.
And Sapp.
It's John Lynch is now up for it.
Right.
Tony Dungy, who wasn't on the Super Bowl team, but he was the architect of that team, basically.
A lot of great teams have a lot of guys eventually get in.
True.
So that sometimes can actually help. We are talking to Tiki Barber.
How many
Barber.
Of the Steelers of the 70s?
No, this is Rondé.
Donnie.
right? Can't you tell by the direction of the conversation?
Donnie Shell just got in. So
that's true.
Look at all the guys from the Steelers in the 70s.
Yeah,
and even the 69 Chiefs, there's a bunch of guys from that defense. There's like six guys in all.
I don't think my brother wants to wait till he's 70, though.
I'm just saying.
A lot of guys doing
it.
I know, you're right. They don't let in enough guys. I hate the rail on the NFL.
Just throwing it in.
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
You can rail all you want.
Think of all the starters and the multi-year starters that are on teams that make all-decade teams that are part of this pantheon of stars that we celebrate. And you let five in a year, it's just not enough. Now, I understand that it's exclusive.
But this year they did more because of the anniversary.
They did do more because of the anniversary.
Right,
and even guys that deserve, like Drew Pearson, who went crazy. But he went crazy. And he's not getting in now. Because when's he going to be talked about again?
He should be in ahead of Harold Carmichael. That's me. Anyway.
For when they draft Eli Manning, right? He comes here with a lot of pressure because A, he forced his way here. B, he's Peyton's little brother. What was your early impressions of Eli?
I had no idea. The only thing I remember being told was that Eli is not Peyton. Like he's not his brother. And I'm like, well, what does that even mean? Is that a good thing?
Right,
is it a bad thing?
Right.
He's certainly quieter. And it was a struggle early because they dumped the entire playbook on his lap. Said, all right, learn it. Kirk Warner is here for you to learn behind. And eventually, we all knew that eventually he was going to get a chance to get in and play, but it was a lot. And so those first few games, it was a struggle for him, for us.
Were they better off waiting even longer to go to him?
Maybe, but, you know, he played a couple of good games that his rookie season, which I think helped. The Pittsburgh game where he almost beat Ben Roethlisberger. And then obviously the last game of the season in Week 17 against Dallas, where we won on that fourth quarter drive down the field, 2-minute drill. We scored on the last play. Actually, I think they had a kickoff, but you know what I mean. We scored and beat them, which was awesome. And I think it was confidence building for Eli. I think more importantly, confidence building for our team and Eli, if that makes any sense.
What did it bother you? You're on that team. I think you were, I think Warner was the quarterback.
Yep.
I think you guys are 5-4 when they make the when they pull the plug.
Mm-hmm.
What were you thinking at that? I mean, you got a team that's in the hunt.
Well,
what were you thinking?
So it's if it had been Kerry Collins that they had pulled the plug for, because remember Kerry was there for three or four years,
took you to the
Super Bowl. Us to the Super Bowl.
Right.
If it had been Kerry Collins, there might have been what the heck is going on? Yeah, this is our guy. You know, we know Kerry. We didn't know Kurt. Like, we knew Kurt from Reputation and, you know, orchestrating the greatest show on turf in St. Louis, but we didn't know him. None of us had ever played with him. The system didn't really fit what he did under Mike Martz's system, which was all just let everybody blitz. I'm getting the ball out, right? We were downhill, play with a fullback. You know, we're going to pound you. We're going to do play action. And so it didn't really fit his strengths, Kurt's strengths. So when they made the switch, most of us were okay with it because we saw that it was going to happen anyways.
Yeah, I would think that when you see that your team drafted a quarterback first overall or first round,
well, there's a reason.
Jones
there's
case.
A reason that you're drafting first, right?
You guys know inevitably this guy's going to play.
Yeah,
you know, in Daniel's case, it only took 2 weeks. In Eli's case, it was a little bit longer. So I'm assuming everybody in that room knew. All right, the clock is ticking. Eventually, this guy's going to be the quarterback.
And especially because, as I was just saying, Kurt wasn't There was no history.
It wasn't
Kurt.
Your guy.
No.
Yeah. Right. Right. How about the whole situation? I know you made some comments. I guess it was after the Carolina game. You said stuff about Coughlin. You went terrible playoff. I think it was 23-0, whatever it was.
Yeah, you don't host a playoff game and get beat the way we get beat.
Right, right.
And not be outcoached as well as outplayed and out-physical and everything else.
Right. And then after you retired, I think you said stuff about Eli, too. I mean, how about just clarify this?
Not really. And first of all, nobody heard what I said about Eli. It was a preseason game on NBC that nobody was paying attention to. And it was a comment about who he was going to be.
Right.
And it came out, I said, he's comical. And people took that as me saying he's a joke, but that's not what the intent was. Eli's a funny guy. You know what I mean? Like he's engaging and stoic at the same time, but hilarious in a lot of ways. And I think it's like teammates who played with him much longer than I did will tell you that. But the interpretation of my comment was twisted a little bit, and it took on a life of its own. And it is what it is. If it helped, great. If it didn't, who knows?
You got a relationship with him now?
Of course I do.
Okay.
I've seen Eli many times over the years from the Fresh Air Fund, not the Fresh Air Fund, the Robin Hood Foundation events and doing the games. Obviously, I sat in a meeting room with him when we did the Giants game for me and my brother for Fox last year and two years ago.
Right.
So, yeah, of course I have a relationship with
him. When you leave the Giants, do you think in your brain, you know, all right, Eli's made the quarterback for a bunch of years. Did you think he was going to win a championship?
I didn't think the Giants were close, to be honest with you. And I don't think anybody thought the Giants were close that 2007 season.
You know what's
season.
Funny? You say that. I remember us being at camp that year, and we both thought – that Coughlin was being set up to fail. That's how bad we thought the Giants were.
But,
so, yes, we
but
didn't
you know
see
what they benefited from? So experience in the backfield, because Brandon Jacobs and Derek Ward and Ahmad Bradshaw, they had good running backs. And then more importantly, defensively, they've got stout, like quick.
Right.
Like all of a sudden, they got stout defensively because Strahan stayed healthy.
Right.
Well, first of all, he held out all the training camp.
That's why he stayed healthy.
Yep, and he stayed healthy the whole season, which he wasn't the year before. Justin Tuck was there
OC.
And like OC. And it's like all of a sudden, you had this balanced team. So we go from the Giants go from this team that was like lopsided in one. We had a good run game, but that was about it. To this team that all of a sudden was stout and a force to be reckoned with. Now, they didn't play great to start that 2007 season, as we all remember.
Right.
And it was like, here
terrible,
we go.
Man.
Coughlin's out the door.
Right.
Who knows? Yeah, we told you. You should have fired him last year. And then all of a sudden, things just started to flip. And it culminated in the Buffalo Bills game.
Yep.
It was up in Buffalo.
In
Ahmad went crazy, right? Ran for 100 and
that's
whatever.
That's the game they clinched the playoff spot.
That's right. They clinched the playoff spot. Yep. Then they had to play the Pats the next week. And it was like, I remember having this conversation. Why is anybody playing in this game?
Right,
like,
right,
the Giants
right,
don't need Eli to get
right,
hurt or
right,
somebody
right,
to get hurt.
Right.
The Pats certainly, I mean, maybe the Pats because they want a perfect season.
But they wanted a perfect season.
But both teams played it like it was
a huge game.
And that was a great game. And that turned out to be one of the
great
regular
game.
Season games.
But it was a forebearer of what would happen obviously, 4 weeks later or 5 weeks later in the Super Bowl. The Giants now both felt like, oh, we can play with them because we tried to play with them, and they tried to play against us, and they just barely beat us.
I think it was 38-35.
That's right. It was a classic. It turned out to be so important to their run.
Yeah. No doubt.
We know you got to run. Thank you for coming in, though, Tiki.
Appreciate you guys. Be good, fellas.
Tiki Barber. You can hear him on the CBS Sports Network.
He's got a great agent, too, Tiki. Let's give him a little pop, right? Not that he needs it. He doesn't need any more pump than he gets.
You have a great one, too.
Yeah, no. You got to make sure you say that.
Tiki Barber.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.